This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how our faith can sometimes be laced with a little doubt. In Mark chapter 9, there is a man who brings his son to Jesus for healing, but Jesus in turn asks his disciples to heal the child, as they have witnessed now firsthand Jesus heal the sick and cast out demons a number of times. The disciples try to heal the child and fail. And in Mark 9:19, Jesus scolds the disciples and he says, "You faithless people, how long must I be with you until you believe?" I find the father's response very interesting because he says to Jesus, "I do believe, but help me not to doubt." And I thought the father's response was very powerful because it reflects even our struggles today. I know personally, I can have a plan A in my mind and I will go to God and say, "Father, if it's your will, please allow plan A to happen." And then immediately I begin to settle for plans B and C because I doubt that plan A can actually happen. It seems like sometimes with each new open door or opportunity, there are also new sprinkles of doubt. But the words that I use to inspire me are, "Whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him." Mark 11:23. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. So today, let your faith be pure and leave off the sprinkles of doubt.